produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Your Bible, grab your tablet, grab your computer, whatever it is that you use to read and get to God's word, I want you to turn with me to the 46th division of Psalm. Again, Psalm 46 is where I want you to turn with me this morning. Just for the sake of clarity, I'm going to be reading from the NIV translation. And I'm telling you, this psalm has a word for each of us on this morning that's going to bless your entire life. Let's read. And I'm starting right at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its water roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fail. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in an uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. But I really want to hone in on this morning on verse 10. And I really want us to park and put our kickstand down this morning right there where it says, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. For a little while this morning, I want to share with you a message from the thought of present in his presence. Present in his presence. Holy Spirit, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would just move, that you would just have your way in every home, at everybody's job, every person that's streaming this live on this morning. For those who will watch this for days to come, God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you would just move in a way like you had never moved before. So, God, we are grateful for your word this morning. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would just give us a word of confirmation, affirmation, and revelation as well. So, God, we know you could do anything but fail. So we praise your name on this morning. We give you the glory and we consider it right now, even in this moment, it is done. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Listen, present in this present. As you already know, already this morning, that there's so much going on in the world. As in the world, we know that this peace called COVID-19. And in this piece of COVID-19, it has challenged us to move in a totally different way, a totally different way that we have never moved really in my lifetime, and many like yours as well, your lifetime as well too. And so even in the midst of this, the way we've had to move, the way we've been forced to hear this, be quarantined in our own homes, where like a lot of you all have been forced off your jobs, be quarantined and work at your own job, or whatever it may be, this social distancing, it's caused us to do a few things. And one of the things I want to lift on this morning, what it's caused you to do, is simply get in the presence of God. Because when it is that, here it is, you have nothing left, when it is that you have nothing else to turn to, God is always there. And I know that's a witness, and that's a really somebody's testimony this morning. When it is that when people have left you, when people have left you for dead, when it is people have really left you in the middle of nowhere and you thought you wasn't going to make it, God was there. When mama left you, when daddy left you, when they left from this earth, God was there. When the job closed its doors on you, God was there. What I would really love about God is, if you understand the 66 canonical books of the Bible, I love about God is, even before the heaven and earth was formed, God was there. And that's one thing I want you to understand, even on this morning, that here it is, that you're watching from your home, wherever you may be watching from. I want you to understand that God has always been there since the beginning of times. And the truth of the matter is that he will be there always in the end as well. In our text this morning, what I really love here, our writer shares with us some really great details and some really great points about how it is that we should turn to God when it is that we are up to, here it is, having nothing left. And I'm excited this morning because even through these, here it is, 11 verses of this 46th division, God shows up through our writer and helps us even in a time of trouble. I don't know who I'm talking to here on this morning. Maybe it's somebody you're going through troubles even on your own home. You're going through troubles at your job. You're going through troubles, right? It is, here it is, even in your own family. God says, here it is, even in verse 1, you can turn to me. Look at verse 1. Look what it says. I love it. Verse 1 says, here it is, God is our refuge and our strength. And so with God being our refuge and strength, what I really love is, other words, God is our everything. God, what he does is, in this particular text on this morning, he shows up even in the midst of everything going on in this time that this text is written. Even here it is years later in 2020 with this COVID virus going around, this is really comforting news to let somebody know that God is our strength. God is our refuge. In other words, can I put it like this? God is our everything. God is our everything. If I was in church, I'd tell you to turn to your neighbor. But since you're not in church, I want you to tap on the person closest to you and just let them know I had to do it. I mean, we here. We might as well go and do it. I had to tell you this morning. Just let your neighbor know God is your everything. And so what the writer does here this morning, the writer does an amazing thing. I had to show you this on this morning. The writer shows us not only God is our everything, but this place here it is a place of refuge. When it is that you are, here it is, truly trusting God, you know you can go to God no matter what the situation is. You can go to God no matter what time it is. You can go to God no matter how bad you may have messed up. You can go to God when you feel like everything, you're losing everything. And so watch this. I love this because there are some people that knew about God. Here it is in our text on this morning. There's some people that knew about God all throughout the Bible. Can I give you some examples on this morning? One of the examples is I want to give you is when Jesus, here it is, went to the cross, he called on his Father because he knew without a shadow of doubt that his God, his Father, would answer him. Pushing forward, not only did Jesus know, but Joseph's brothers were really, if I will on this morning, Joseph's brothers were jealous of him. They threw him in a pit and left him for dead. But what's really interesting about here is Joseph, he trusted God. He said, you know what? Even though you might have thrown me in a pit, Even though it is that you may have thrown me in some situations, in a circumstance you don't think I'm going to get out of, I'm going to call the name of Jesus this morning. I'm going to call the name of my Lord and Savior. I'm going to call my God, because I know he's the one and fact that can get me out of this pit. So no matter what it is, that whatever situation you're in, you have to know without a shadow of doubt that God is able to bring you out. Okay, you don't believe me. Let me help you out. Let me give you some more examples on this morning. You remember Job? You remember the story of Job? Job was the richest man in the world. So him being the richest man in the world, he had everything. He had a Bentley. He had a house in Brentwood. He had two dogs running up and down. I mean, he had everything going on. He had about $2 million in the bank. I'm trying to paint the picture for you. But interesting enough, one day, the devil came in and asked, watch this, he asked God, can I, watch this, take all of Job's stuff away? And what God said, he said, yeah, that's fine, but don't you touch Job. Interesting enough, Job's friends, his family, everybody around him said, Job, what have you done? What have you done to make God cause this curse to happen upon you? And so many of you just like this in this COVID, here it is, in this COVID pandemic right now are feeling, God, what have I done to make it is that I feel like this curse may have came upon me? But fast forwarding through Job's story, you have to understand when you get down, here it is, to chapter 42, God restored everything that here it is that the devil took away from him. Not because of Job's good looks, not because of Job's FICO score, not because of Job's job, because of Job's faith. And so when it is that you know that you have faith in God, you don't care about who in the world is telling you to curse God. You don't care about how many people are saying, ladies and gentlemen, you should do this, you should do that. But when you know without a shadow of doubt that God is able to snatch you out of some stuff, I'm telling y'all, you will call on God like Job did. And I had to fast forward this story to you because Job, he got everything returned back unto him. And that's a word for somebody right now that may be dealing with this COVID, or somebody that feel like they lost their job, somebody's been furloughed. God is telling me in this season, I'm getting ready to restore everything that you have lost during this time of this pandemic. Y'all hear what I just said? I said, God is getting ready to restore everything that you have lost in this pandemic. I don't care if you lost money. I don't care if you lost friends. God is saying in this season, I'm getting ready to restore everything back. So watch this, pushing forward. Watch what the text says here. It says, he is a refuge and strength, and he's an ever-present help while it is we are in trouble. So one of the questions I have to raise on this morning, how in the world are you going to trust somebody else when it is that here it is, you can't even trust them in the good days, but you're going to try to trust them in the bad days. Good thing about God on this morning is he is always present. No matter if good things are happening or the bad things are happening. God said, watch this, we're in our month of prayer. Only thing I want you to do is just call me. Might I suggest maybe in this COVID pandemic, maybe here it is on this morning, maybe God has paused us so we can go into prayer with him. Maybe God has paused us and this nation and this world so we can talk to him, so we can fall on our face and worship him, so it is that we can praise his holy name because we've been so busy for so long ago. Maybe even in this time of this pandemic, maybe God has paused everything so it is that we can return back to what it is that God has called us to do. And that's just to give him glory. Can I suggest on this morning, maybe God has paused some things because he hasn't heard from you in the last 10 years. And so maybe on this morning, I don't know where you are. I don't know where you're watching from this morning. God is saying, only thing I want you to do during this pandemic, only thing I want you to do is just pause and just be present in my presence. Woo, that's a word to somebody this morning. I know some of y'all saying, I've been furloughed for the next 30, 60, 90, 120. I've been laid off of my job. God is saying, I just want to see where the real worshipers are at this morning. I want to see where the real people will worship me in spirit and truth, where they bless my holy name. The real worshipers that will say, God, I will give you worship and praise no matter if I'm in a pit, no matter if here it is the enemy's trying to take things away from me. God, I will give you worship and praise. So he pushes forward on this morning. I love this because he says, watch this. He said, even though I'm in this situation, even though these things are happening to me, look at verse 2. Therefore, I will not fear. Look at this. No, and he doesn't say I. He says, therefore, we will not fear. In other words, this is a pluralistic thing. So he's saying, watch this, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, therefore we will not fear. And that's the declaration that you need to make in your house, no matter what's going on in this house, no matter what's going on in our family, we are not fearing nothing. Y'all ain't hear what I just said. I said, we are not fearing a thing. We're not fearing cutoffs. We're not fearing COVID. We are not fearing, here it is, negativity. We're not fearing anything that's holding us back. We are not fearing what's being said around us because we are Christians. And since we are Christians, we are faith walkers. And since we are faith walkers, that means, watch this, we move differently. Okay, let me give it to you like this because my mother, if she was here this morning, she would say it just like this. I love it. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Okay, not just here, there's somebody, not just one person, not just one room. The whole entire house is going to serve the Lord. The whole entire house is going to worship the Lord. And God is saying, as for me in my kingdom, every knee shall bow and profess that I am God. And so pushing forward, he says something here. He says, we will not fear. You know you don't have to fear when it is that you trust in God. You know, here it is, that you don't have a fear about your situation and things that you're going through right now. When it is that you know God, and like I told you last week, is able to snatch you out of things over and over and over again. I love this text because it's really, this psalm writer is really going, it's really interesting because here it is, even though this text is going on and Corona is running rampant, we have, can I just be real with you? We have some leaders that we worry about in our communities and in our country and a nation. We have these different things. God is still in control. Even though we got people that are making crazy decisions in this country, God, I'm not fearing you even in the midst of what's going on right now. So watch this. In verses, I love this because in verses 1-3, I love what happens. It's really something here because what it does is it shares with the typography of the land. It shares with the geography of the land. So the geography here, if you look through verses 1-3, the psalm writer does a wonderful example how it is that the land looks. Look at verse 3. It says, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. I love this because it's sharing with us, even all the way back in verse 2, about the mountains, how the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. But God is amazing because even in this place, this mountains and this place and this land says, this is a place of peace. Y'all hear what I said? This land that the psalm writer shares with us this morning is a place of peace. It's one thing to be in your home and you don't have peace. It's one thing, here it is, to be in your car that you pay for every month on the 15th, and you don't have peace. Ladies and gentlemen, this peace that what we're talking about is in the presence of God. If you're looking for peace, you're not going to be able to get it from some places on a 7-Eleven or in a corner store. This peace that you're looking for is in the very presence of God. I don't care how much stuff that you use to make yourself feel happy. There is a peace that surpasses all understanding. There is a joy and a happiness that you just cannot buy. So he pushes forward. Here it is. He says, where is this peace? Where is this peace? This peace, what the text says, is heaven. Heaven is this peace. But I suggest even on this morning, can I share with you on this morning that we ought to be glad that there is some heaven right here on earth? While it is on earth, you might as well enjoy some things. You might as well enjoy what God has given you on this earth. You might as well enjoy the good days and the great things that God has blessed you with. You ought to enjoy the nature and the blessings that God has given you. But I found something to be interesting here on this morning, because he pushes on here all the way through this text. And I want to show you something. This peace that you know it is. I want to talk to every woman. I'm in verse 5. It says, God is within her and she will not fail. Ladies, y'all ain't saying nothing. Y'all going to holler back at your boy. God is within her and she will not fail. The text also says in this clause B of verse 5, it says, God will help her at the break of day. I don't know what you're working on. I don't know what you need, ladies. I'm just talking to the woman just for 30 seconds. This is going to be our women's conference for a few moments, if I will, this morning. God said, woman, every woman that's listening and have the ears to hear, God is saying in this season, I am not going to let you fail in the midst of this pandemic. For every single mother that's watching this morning, God said, I'm going to supply every need. You're not going to worry about a thing. You're not going to have to worry about how the bills are going to be paid. God said, I am not going to let you fail in this moment. So interesting enough, I love this as I find my clothes. I love this because he says something here in verse 10. He says, be still and know that I am God. There's a few things I want to point out, and I'll be out of here. The first thing I want to show you in this text is you have to be present to get peace. And in this present was peace. God said, I make all things peaceful. Not only does he make all things peaceful, he says, in my presence, you will know the power that's been carrying you since day one. But not only, here it is, you know, the power that you know that's been carrying you, you will truly find your purpose. Look at verse 10. I'm going to show this to you, and it will bid you adieu on this morning. Verse 10 says something here, and I love this because it's yet another command in this 46th division of Psalm. He says something here. He says, be still and know that I am God. Pause for a second. Be still. Not run around. Just be still. He said, be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted to and among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. Maybe that's what's going on right now. It's God had to get us still. Because he said, I couldn't get the glory from you when you was running around and doing this, that, and the other. I couldn't get you to worship for me when it is when you had every business meeting. I couldn't get you to pray and talk to me when you had all these things. God said, maybe here it is, you being still right now, you worship my name. Maybe you being still right now, you'll pray to me. Just be still. And I know for some of us, being still is a hard thing. Being still, if I will this morning, is something that you've never done. You're an extrovert like me, and it's killing you to be inside quarantine. And God is saying, you're not by yourself. I've been here with you since day one. I'm grace and mercy. I've been all around you. But in this still time, I want to give you a few things for your takeaway this morning. In this still time, I want you to pray to God. Not only do I want you to pray to God, I want you to write your business plan in this still time. I want you not only to write your business plan in this still time, but I want you to apply for the job that you've been looking at for the last 3 weeks. And here it is, you've been putting it aside. I want you to work on your resume. I want you to finish your FAFSA. I want you to open the business. You're saying, Pastor, how can I do this in the midst of all this? God said, you ain't got nothing else to do. You might as well knock off some things that here it is that you need to be knocked out. But in this still time, I want you to carve out some time to just worship me in spirit and in truth. Listen, I want to ask you a question. Can you get present in his presence? Can you just take a moment right now at your house? Can you take a moment at your house on this morning to just worship God? I know it's different. We're not in our sanctuaries. We're not, here it is, in our traditional mode. But God said, we are the church. Can you take a moment this morning, right where you are, to just lift your hands and just worship God, not for a thing, but just worship God for his immanence and who he is? For him just being God and God alone? Not for what you can get out of him? But can you just worship God for him to sit high on his throne and looking down? Can you take a moment through whatever you may be going through? Can you take a moment and just say, God, I thank you right now for you. I'm still. You have nothing else to do in this moment. Come on, let's just take a moment. Let's worship God. He loves to hear from you. He loves to hear his name called. He loves to hear praises from your lips. He loves to hear your worship. Even right now. He says, I just want to hear from you. I just want to hear from you. It's one thing to worship God in a church building, but can you fall on your knees at your house? Can you fall on your knees at your job? Can you worship him even when you can't trace him? This morning, I'm challenging you. I'm ushering you this morning. Take a moment. Just be still. Nobody's pumping and priming you. Nobody's screaming at you. Just say, God, I love you. Last thing I'll leave you with is verse 11. Even in your house, the Lord God Almighty is with you. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Even at your job, God is with you. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I want to pray the prayer of salvation with you on this morning. I want to invite you into the kingdom of God. Maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe you don't know him to be your Lord and personal Savior this morning, but I want to invite you in to his kingdom. Where it is, you don't have to worry about running to this meeting, that meeting. All you have to do is just worship him. And in his kingdom, in his presence, there's joy, there's liberty, there's peace, there's happiness. In his kingdom, there's nothing but positive vibes, if I will. So maybe you're watching right now. Maybe you're streaming right now. You're saying, how can I be saved? All you have to do is say, God, I love you. God, I love you. God, I'm inviting you in to be my Lord and personal Savior. God, I'm confessing with you my heart. I'm confessing with you with my lips on this morning. I'm confessing with you. Here it is, my soul, that I'm trusting you, God, on this morning. That's all it is. And watch this. We have, here it is, our prayer lines are open right now. You can see at the bottom of this message, at the stream, that it is our information. If you want to join United Family Fellowship, if you want to be baptized, be reborn again. I believe there's a revival that is taking place even right now in your homes, even at your job, in your car, wherever you are. There's a revival taking place even right where you are right now. I want you to know on this morning that you are saved by your faith. Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for the souls that have been won to you on this morning. God, we bless you for this medium to come in to worship your name on this morning. God, we thank you right now, because being present in your presence is everything, God. God, we thank you on this morning for your word. God, we thank you for the opportunities to come in and worship your name in spirit and truth right now. So God, I pray right now that you just give peace to every household, that you will give power to those who feel powerless. God, that you will show somebody their purpose even on this morning. So God, we thank you right now. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Listen, can I share with you all that God is still working miracles? He's still answering prayers. Better yet, I'm telling you, God has already got a blessing with your name on it on this morning. I want to share with you this morning, for those of you who are asking, I want to be able to give to this ministry. I want to be able to give to United Family Fellowship. How can I do so? You can do so by, number one, giving on our trusted and secure website, which is www.unitedfamilyfellowship.org. You can give by Cash App. You can give on our app, which is Easy Tithe. You can do all these trusted on this morning. And as well, you can give by PayPal as well, right where you are this morning. But lastly, you're saying, I don't have none of that stuff. You can also give on this morning by mailing in your tithe and your offering. Can I share with you something this morning? That the U.S. has bailed out all these big businesses. He's bailed out everybody, nonprofits. He's bailed out small businesses. But can I share with you one medium that he hasn't bailed out? The U.S. has not bailed out. The U.S. has not bailed out the church. Through it all, I want to share with you that even though the U.S. has not, here it is, bailed out the church, we are trusting God right now, even in the midst of this. Believe it or not, that here it is, that your tithes and offerings are still being, here it is, used to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. So we want to be transparent this morning. For all those who have given through this, we thank you. To all the individuals who have given to our tornado relief fund, we thank you and we bless you that we've been able to collect, I believe, close to right around $500. Even here it is, to bless, here it is, those in this community. So we thank you for your partnership. We thank you for your donation. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it on this morning. I'm praying for you that you have a blessed week. I'm praying this week that you will experience God's favor while it is that you're in the presence of him on this week. I love you. Hug the person that's closest to you. Hug the person that you know that really, really loves you. Call somebody and spread the good news of Jesus. We'll be right back here on Wednesday night at 7:30. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Just after the victory, just after eating the land, when Joshua was by Jericho, he looked up and behold, a man standing opposite him. You see me winning battles, you don't know there was a war in chapter 5. Don't approach a battle before you win the war. Because the walls before you, they need a man who was faithful in the war.
Hallelujah.
Amen. A man was standing opposite him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" He said, "No, rather I have come now as a captain of the army of the Lord." Then Joshua fell with his face towards the earth and bowed down. When Obata Lodi had in Tomar also Kai lohona modimo a mo fang kopo ya na ife moshe ho exoda the same requirement e sala mo bitsa ka lefu a ke a mo jwetsa ga jele ntse mara mona ke ha mo jwetsa go jwale ha wa ja fela le ntse ke batla go gole die
hallelujah
a mo jwetsa ntse ke jwetsa moshe
hey Prophet.
Put on verse 15. The captain of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Remove your sandals from your feet, because the place where you are standing is holy, set apart for the Lord." Exodus chapter 3, verse 5.
And to the dean, keko a jihad takai tati.
Now, Barnabas, can I tell you standing 20 zala? So that you can know who's a honor paid. You go Palima Melon to say too. When Joshua saw Jericho, Jericho was a visible battle. But he was not aware that there is invisible war. realize that if he can approach what is visible and he didn't conquer what is invisible, what is visible will destroy him. And the reason Kileba let in numbers Kuban Joshua Habona Marakwa Jericho Hulawa tuwa trauma Yabuka ya numbers. Because past experience have a tendency to intimidate you when you are facing the current battle. And God quickly realized that this man wants to face the battle, but he has not conquered the war. Because the war is within, but the battle is before. But the battle is going to be done publicly, but the war is done secretly. And before you conquer things that people don't know about you, you will never win effectively outside. And that is why Mutimare, rula dieta, huaka mangwele, because kibata ufa courage, because you are traumatized. Your past experiences are now traumatizing you. When he saw Jericho, kaspiti munna basayema, kubana mutimuna bonor hakaya je aleche, ukosulwa, because his mind was paralyzed by the past. And old Samaliba Tuana, Alaba Tuana, last time Alaba Tamango Takamaj. What if they do it again? Now he had the war inside of him. Some people are having a war inside of them, but they want to fight the battle.
In the name of Jesus.
May God give you victory over the war. Amen. That is in your mind.
Amen.
That is in your heart.
Amen.
There is a war.
Amen.
Of chapter 5.
Amen.
That must come before the battle.
Amen.
Of chapter 6. In chapter 6, you fight the outside walls. In chapter 5, you allow God to fight your inside walls. Because the walls that are more dangerous are not the walls before you.
Yes,
are the walls within you.
Hallelujah.
Because the walls before you, you only see them when you are next to them. But the walls before them, you in, within you, you walk with them.
You
sleep with them. Because you carry them 24/7. How many visible battles you have won, but there is an invisible war that you are losing.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, help.
Amen.
We want to say, Lord, before you take us into chapter 6, sort us out in chapter 5.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm praying, but there is a war. Every battle I've won, if I want to buy food, I can buy it. I don't have a battle of food. I don't have a battle of house, of a car. I have a place to stay.
Yes.
But I have a war.
Yes.
And only the man with the sword.
Hallelujah.
I have to bow to before the man. Before the sword. His name is Jesus. He is the captain of the armies.
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. If you can bow before him, you can stand before him.
Hallelujah.
Everything shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus, he is Lord. Don't run away from the captain. Run to the captain. When things are against you, don't run away from prayer. Run to prayer.
Hallelujah.
I better lose the battle and win the war.
Yes.
I better lose the battle
and win the war.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Alex,
yes,
God spoke to me,
yes,
around 4:30.
Yes,
he said, Sikiti, when Stephen was stoned, I chose to lose the battle, but I won the war. Stephen died, but Paul rose. There are times when God will choose to lose a battle, but win the war. If you are matured, you lose the argument and you save your life. You
Amen.
Save your family. You
Amen.
Save your money. You
Amen.
Save your house. I don't argue with sinners. I become humble because I better lose the argument but win the soul. Ring a manico fella kakereke. Whoa! It's better than the beggar.
In the name of Jesus.
And the battle is not yours.
Amen.
But the war is yours. Let me explain that to you. When God fights your battle, when God fights your enemies, he doesn't need your permission. But when God fights you, when God fights your will, he needs your permission.
Man.
That is why even if he died for you, he cannot save you by force. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whosoever shall believe. If you don't believe, you perish. Even if God wanted you saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. In Gethsemane, it was the war. On Calvary, it was the battle. And if Jesus never won the war, he was never going to succeed in the battle. The devil won the battle. But Jesus won the war. When Jesus was bleeding, demons were celebrating. They celebrated the battle. They never knew that in Gethsemane, he bleeded alone. He bleeded in prayer. He bleeded in the secret place. Because you better understand that in the place, it was the place of olive.
Amen.
And in the place of olive, it's a place of crushing. Gethsemane in a little sunny olive tree. Not in 2020. Now, here's a pinaco cotello, Unaka cotello, Bona, Utima, Unaka, Ulaya, Udima, Sai Chuach, Ulaka, Lai Chuach, Purbahono Mokotel. Because humanity cannot crucify divinity unless divinity has humbled itself.
Amen.
And when he said, if it was according to me, I would have said this cup must pass. It was a war. It was a war before the battle. It was a war. But not my will, but your will be done. Crush me, Lord, so that they may live. Crush me, Lord, so that humanity may be restored.
Hallelujah.
Crush me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
This is Shabalosa. Kinnakasini.
Glory to Jesus.
Tonight,
glory to Jesus.
Before the walls, before you, may God deal with the walls within you.
Amen. Amen.
You are nice. You are smiling. But there are walls within you. That is an invisible wall.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You cannot cover it up with your perfume. Your hairstyle cannot cover it.
Hallelujah.
Naaman covered it up with his hands.
Ah, hi, man. Hey.
But somebody saw it.
Amen.
Tonight I want to say to you, before you go to the public walls, may God destroy the private walls. Simoko.
That is why batho ba etsa dintho tse snacks ba le ba ruti ba udimo. Because ba le ba dumela ho hlahela ba hlole dintho tse ka ntle. Mara ba soka ba lwana le ntho tse tsa. Ntho tse kotsi fo le hodimo ha se ntho tse di hlolang pepiti. Ke ntho tse di hlolang ka hare.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
There is an invisible war that you must win tonight.
Amen.
If you have to be powerful outside, let it be because of the things you have conquered.
Amen.
We are bowing before the captain today.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And say, have your way, Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Paul is telling us in the book of Philippians,
yes, sir.
Chapter number 3.
Amen.
Paratua, no one escaped the failure of some kind. Not that I have already attained or I'm already perfected. Or Paulo say, hasogo se ke fihlile. But I choose to forget. I leave the past where it is. In the past. Forgetting those things which are behind me. Because you cannot conquer what is before you. Until you put what is in you behind you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There are certain things today we're going to put them behind us.
The
for the
Jesus.
Sake of where we are going. My Messiah. The invisible war has destroyed many people.
Amen.
They died when they were up there.
Jesus.
But there was a war in their hearts that no man knew about.
Jesus.
And battles are easy. And they are short. But the war takes time. You need to engage yourself in the spiritual warfare.
Yes,
and the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. But they are mighty through God.
Jesus.
And we are not fighting against flesh and blood. But we are fighting against the principalities and the rulers of darkness.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that is why we come and say, Lord, crush me.
Jesus.
Break me. So that you may make me what you want me to be. Because God will never build on top of your own foundation. He destroys in order to establish. He destroys what is man-made so that he may establish what is divine. And that is why Joshua, before chapter 6, you are approaching this battle with the failures of yesterday. That is why the devil is not afraid of you. Because your past experiences have poisoned your present and have destroyed your future. Today,
in the name of Jesus,
how many people say, Lord, I want to win this war?
Amen.
Now,
lift up your hands and say, Lord, I need your power.
Whether people know it or not, there is a
name
war.
Jesus.
There is an invisible
war.
Let us not run after battle.
Yes, Lord.
Battles are for publicity.
Jesus.
But wars are for establishment. Sometimes I better lose the battle. I better lose reputation, but maintain my character. I better lose friends for the sake of my character. Because what the Bible says, for it is God who is at work within us to will and to act according to his good purpose. If God is working in you, he works some people out of you. He works some things out of you. When God is at work within you. Tonight, I'm here to tell you, bow down before the king. Before you approach the pulpit, bow before the king. Before you face the crowd, bow before the captain. You need God more than publicity.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Some of us have been crushed by the walls of Jericho because we never allow God to crush our pride in the sacred place.
Blessed is the man who dwelt in the secret place of the Most High God, and that man shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty God. I'm here to tell you, we surrender all unto you, and we lay our lives before you. We say, Lord, there is something. Paul says, the good that I want to do, I cannot do, but the bad that I don't want to do, I keep on doing. Now I have realized, I'm preaching, I'm winning battles, but there is a war inside of me. There is a wall inside of me. There is a law that is contrary to the law of my God.
Amen.
But thanks be to God who gave us the victory. Come on, church. How many people believe that we have in Jesus we got the victory?
Yes.
Amen.
Come on, somebody, let us pray. Bow before him. Win the war. The war within you. Before the battle before you. Don't approach the battle before you. Before you conquer the war within you. The only way to conquer the war is to worship the man of all. Everyone pray. Take off your sandals, Joshua. The place where you are standing is home. You cannot approach the walls outside if you don't allow God to touch the walls inside. The walls inside are more dangerous than the walls outside. The walls in you are more poisonous than the walls before you. There is a war that must be won. The war within us. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Within us, if we can destroy the walls within, we will easily destroy the walls before us. Joshua, you must meet the captain before you face the walls before you. You need to bow before the captain before you fight the walls before you. Most of us, we try to fight the battles outside. But God says the dangerous battles, the dangerous things are the walls inside. The wall within. The invisible wall is more dangerous than the visible battle. The invisible wall is more poisonous than the visible battle. And tonight God says, bow before me. I will destroy every wall in your spirit. I will destroy any hindrance. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. If the war can be won, the battle is nothing. If the war can be won, the battle is over. If the war can be won,
us on the war, the invisible war. What is it that is in your mind? What is it, the experiences, the wounds of your yesterday? That is the war within you. That is the war within you. If God can conquer it, what is before you will crush. There is a war in you that is more poisonous than the battle before you. May God approach you before you approach those walls. May God touch you before you face those situations. May the captain of the army of Israel, just invite him before I face the external battle. Lord, help me with the internal battle, internal war. Come on, talk to him. Yeah!
Not outside, inside out.
Inside out. Inside out. Not outside in. Your victory doesn't start outside. It starts from the inside. Imondo simia kamondo koto yosi eken detemo sata ya kata mama. Ita ra 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 ra. It doesn't start in the battle, it starts inside in the war. If you can win the war, you will never struggle with the battle. I see the war is being taken care of. Let God take it over. Take it over, Lord. The invisible war. The war in your mind. The war in your thoughts. Let God take over. Bow before the captain. Bow before the King of Glory. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord is the King of Glory. Mighty. I forget. What is behind? I press on. I press on. Crush me, Lord. Conquer me. We need people who are conquered by God. It's only when you are conquered that you can be more than a conqueror. Joshua had get over Namarako. How whatsoever Mudimu Matame. I now have San Lorona. What's the house she did Mudimu Monahant? Onana Mudimu Gesserasaha. Are you with us or against us? Aram the captain. Me box team Kababashita. Utah Kamanga Wakama. The real war is in the prayer room.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
cannot win it on Sunday. Sunday is just a battle.
Yes, Lord.
The war is in the secret.
Amen.
Hannah, you need you try to cash in the battle. You'll never cash in the battle. Samuel is in the war. When she disappeared from the eyes of Elkanah, she appeared before the eyes of God. She was crushed in prayer until she ran out of words. And after she has won the war, she went out and won the battle. Oh. And she came with the son. But after the cry, after the crushing, the problem, be Messiah, it's when we pray for the new wine, but we still hold on to the old wineskin. And the Bible says, if you pour the new wine in the old wineskin.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Jackie, sit on me. Say some more. Has no care. My ear, I would not see it.
Set a wind back in Salah. Set a wotwell. Come on, Thomas, the Tabakasi Tay. Marasiki is a twelve. Amen. I feel like I'm going to be talking to Maria. I'm going to be talking to Maria. I'm going to be talking to Maria. Mara, ha so kanya lana le Joseph. Ha kopana le Joseph. Ibile Maria wa ipuela o Joan ka o bangi. Ke santsane ke le morwetsana ya hlekile. Jole modimo ke ha tlisa ngwana ho sna Joseph. A ikisetsa yena o tswa le ho tibo. Ka mantswa ma modimo gona o bypassa protocol. A o tlisetsa ntose na batho ba o thusitseng. That is why I get out of the battle. What's out to see?
I love you. Hey, that don't have a to her. That's what I'm not going to do. And I don't know how to do it. I'm not going 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 to do it. Kita university man hola joale ne ke ruta o seng ka 9 until 10:30 now le tla mile class ya ka itswa ka 12 ntate o pense ke khate class ka 10:30 be ke itswa ka be ka hira motho mong a mpantshwarela tswelle pele go ga ke re tatona wa gapela ke re tatona wa gapela o khona o change the program ntate I give a chapel for it in the decimals. The Ananella Baruti Bolshe Valentin Kwan, that he do know for Panagalim Sola Jesu. Amen. Kitamalu Manesu Mona Elijah, Manesu Motibi City, Kalaba Motimu Kayena. Amen. The Kalabasa in your contract, Kayena Limuti the taste. Moon next at the Inspiri. Gore ha ke sa go notla batlang lata jwang. Amen. Tele dumedise bontate bomme ba hlankana le ba goetsana ke bona le takalani se sa midi ena Sunday school. Amen. Amen. Ka tlo tsenyo ya nako. Ke batla ke re bukeng ya Johanne. Johanne gaolo ya bohlano. Temana ya pili. John chapter 5 verse 1. John chapter 5 verse 1. Ke tloko pa motho ya itswereng a ifumaneng ka sesotho. Ha o ifumane re amen. Ha o ifumane re bute hanyane. Amen. O ifumane ka sesotho ke go pa o re bana. Sehlogo se re Jesu o fodisa motho letsheng la Bethesda. Amen. Bajuda ba mo tsekisa. Amen.
Amen.
Alright. Bongata bo boholo ba batho ba kulang bo ne bo sekame mo letseng la Bethesda. Difofu. Ba ne ba lebelletse ho tlo futuwa metsi hore ba kgone ho fola. Amen. Ho ba ne lenyeloi le ne le le theohele letsheng la futuwa letsa. Ho boetsala jwang? Ya neng a kena letsheng pele o etsa jwang? O ne a fodiswa. A kore lefe kapa lefe? A sheba makhelwane mongwe gore lefe kapa lefe? Tswelela pele mme. Monna e mo na le teng mo. Mashume a 38. In actual fact, 38 years. Jesu ha mmona sika. Jesu a tseba. Ba go jetsa makilwane Jesu a tseba. Amen. Na o rata ho fola na. Ya kulang ha araba o ri. Morena. Timana ya kaki. Ha kina motho e tsanjwa. Tswela pele mme o e qete. Ha ke re ke a kena ho na le ya theola pele ho. O ke di phatetsa ha. O tsamaya. E be re mme. Number 1 a fola hang. Number 2 anga di phatetsa ha. Number 3 a tsaba. All right. E qetelle mme wa. Hey. Ngwaneso, a ko mphethele verse 6 be se re rape. Ntate ona o re ke kopa re mamele temana ena hantle. Ntate o re a re morena ga ke na motho ya nkenyang letsheng o ka dula fatshe mme ha re kwaleng mahlo re rape. Ntate Modimo, lena ke lentswe la hao, le ke ke na tswa la kgotla le sa etsa mosebetsi. Letsatsing la kajeno ke ntse ke le tshepa, ke ntse ke sekama ho lona, ke lona le mphamisa. Tsatsing la kajeno ha ke le mphamisa, kereke ya hao e bitswang ka lebitso la hao, ka lebitso la matla la Jesu Kriste wa Nazareta. Amen. Amen. Baratuwa, re na le temana mona hara paleng. Monna wa gaba Jesu. A re Jesu. Ke a batla o loka. Ke a batla o fola. Empa ha ke na motho. Now, monna enwa e re bibele. Ha ntsa dutse letsheng. Mo batho ba ne ba dula ba le bangata teng. E re bibele ho no dula difofu. Ho no dula le bana le ditho. Ho no dula le ba qhadileng. E be re lefu kapa lefe le kapa efe. E ne re ha lenyelo e le pheuwa. Le fuluwa le tsaleng. Ya na ke o na fola. O sa kgathaletsei hore lefu la hae ne le le jwang. O sa kgathaletsei hore lefu la hae ne le tlile jwang. O sa kgathaletsei hore lefu le na le bakilwe ke mang. Empa ha na kena. O na fola. Reng amen. Now ke re bibele Jesu ha hlaha a bona monna ya dutse moo hara batho ba ntseng ba dutse moo. Jesu e re bibele ya ba wa tsiba hore monna e o sa dutse nako e telele. Ntate ona o dutse 38 years a le letsheng lena a ntse a qhwadile ho sena ntho ya kgonang ho iketsa. Now Jesu ha ibe no tsibile ke nako etelele ke 38 years ho bolela hore ho no fita selemo se ai man ke akai se ke le hola ho ho no fita le tsatsi la ka jeno monna eno a le letseng a re ke ka fola empa a ska fola le tsatsi le ho le letsatsi la o shane a fitle a re ke ka fola ha le nyelo ile theola le sibuwa ebe hona le motho a mo kenang ka pele a ba sa gone o kena mare ke ringa ke bua ka letsatsi ho no fita dibeke o fete beke yena monne no ka mohlomo e ka le nyelo ha le theola e le fuluwa le tsa nke ke ka dula mona bo phelo ba ka ka ofela e ka re ha le theola ke ka kena mare ha re wa kena ho bona le motho a mo fasa a kene pele ho ye mare ke le ke bua ka ntla di beke o no fete di hoeti o fete ho di yena monne no ho di yena ke mo hlolo wa ka ho di yena ke a poa le tsendela la betesa ho di yena ke tlo fola ha re Ekoro ba itahlela ha le nyolo ile ke tau fuduwa empa bona le motho ya mo kenang ka pile a ba khutla a ntse a le jwalo jwale ke bua ka ka ke dikgwedi ho ba fita dilemo e le ke le tete e ke e ne ba ho fita selemo se re mo tlo bontsha ka le ka selemo se ka a se le mo se fela se khoa a ba re mo tlo bontsha selemo se ka empa ba itola tsa dutse hona ba thatembo a fika bodo ha le ke ka Kena, unene nemotsa mofasa. Ke kwa le matsa tsinga ka sheba. Monde ba botata ba hae. Ke every day, every hour, every minute, every second. He was crying for healing. Ona ikopela fela. Anta tena kalise. Tsale botata ba hae monda yeba. Yeba mlota ba yena ho Jesu. O ri Jesu yi. Ha u fika je. Ni nache o botsa ke ba tsa ono kana ene ko bulele Jesu akina bo a tsisa o kena ka letse kana tsa ma monena ha ana di Jesu o le nao ba ka fola ka ba ba ke fola maro ana ba Jesu le akina bo Ah, kama ntwa mo mona go Jesu Jesu ye. Ante ntse ka mele khale ne ke tlhomo ntse ke kena. Mare ha ke na mo go. Ka mele khale ne ke fole ba go. Mare tsa ba ha ke na mo go. Ka mele khale ne ke tlhomo ntse ke ba ka ka tsama ya. Mare ha ke na mo go. Se le mo le se le mo. Ke shoma le mo thata bo. O ba di ha ke na mo go. Ke di le fa di ke shoma le di taba ye. O ba di ha ke na mo go. Se ke di na se di le ba ntse ba Kalau tak kibodah, orang yang abang kali tembang tolak bodah. Hei bapa si boleh bercakap sama bercakap, kau leh anak muda, bosok kau baca bayar nama rupi betes. Naya na ono na ne batuba kela kali tei, abatuba kali tei batuba bafola, mamu fita wana heke. Naya na ona baba na bafola le zeti, Maria na tadi tibo katemba. Ona baba na haba akia mapilo, ye na tadi tibo katemba. Ona baba na hamu tiba bafola le fata, ye na tadi tibo katemba. Ona baba na haba kata baba ana rumba, Maria na tadi tibo katemba. Ona baba na batuba sana.
Let's go.
modimo yena wa thewa tete mare hakina mo kutho eba bibili ya kaise ime tate after 38 years munde na bibili tena eba munde ha jesu hefika masa munde na wipe hakina mo kutho ane hakina linyeloji ane hakina leta kama chama mutata mahaya abuto sewa jeli kemosh mutata mabunda yena abuto sewa jeli leta emba mutata mabunda yena abuto sewa jeli moto adabato ele kibo lebe ni waisi mayena kita ugele loko la juda kile kumela la kwa tafida bona asuna usiki jesho maka ya mato ole bako usiki bona kiena jesho emu zimu wana kukwe kwa parechi shante ne masata never just so happy that we have a pattern to the house. You are the one who packed and then put out the man. Come on, come on, just so that you have stayed here too long enough. Your time is up. I want to come out. They are to my face. Never said that your time is up. Never come out. They are to my face. Your time is up. Your time is up. Not the only thing that will happen to me. It's the deed. Not the only thing that will happen to you. It's the deed. Not the only thing that will happen to me. It's the deed. Not the only thing that will happen to me. It's the deed. Na todo mundo se acende, despedi. 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 I am shocked. If your neighbor high five and say neighbor, your time is up. Mutata bahawa, kufunda unabona. Abone tena kama ni sela bona. Your time is up. Give your neighbor a high five and say neighbor, yes I believe and I declare that my life
Yeah.
bene ba hlweki ba tsela se ba le metsi ba fetile mara ba metsi mara ntadona ha Jesu afika o re papa ntota o tsamaya ka mantsana wena o tlo fola ma o tsamaya o se metsi e ke bile ke bua le ma ke ba ka o phakala tsa ka jelo lena e tla go wena o ke ke wa ba metsi fo yona e tla bo pilo ba ha o ke ke wa isebeletsa e tla bo pilo ba ha o tla ka ditiba a ke lo hore ya ha o le tshe Unanana ushoka mutheka uyise lithe. Unabatha kuya lithe. Kanti athini lethani kawo yetu. Kuba kawuthatha uthemba ngashobelela. Isalo batha uya uyona. Jwale njena ikhoka wena. Kekhalo batha uya uyona. Kilona jwale ikhawe. Kanti bizo la Jesu. Manza sabetha. Ibizo lethu bese mabizo wothu. Lethe khona uyise. Let us go. Wena ke batla o tlhaka mo. Ke ding ke stulose. Ke ding tshe. Mo go tivetse. A ke go ntshwa. Ke go ka jeng. O le nye loyi. E mama ka pele. Dao. Ntate o. Ha go tsing. Le tsela be test. Ho sna ntwe mo thusa. Ho sna motho ya mo kenya. Batho ba fotse line ba mo fohla mehlaena ha le nyelwe le qeta ho fuduwa letsa e re bibile ntato le yena ke dumela ho vetes ona sa dula fela ona shebile ka letsheng e neng a mehla ana ana hore mohlolo wa hae o tlatla ka letsheng ana ana hore ha ba ntate ho fuduwa le yena o tla fola ka di ha tsebo re ka ba hae Jesu ntse a dume a tsaya ya manaya ke ba ka o rena ka bra Jesu tsa a tumela ha o tsoke ga di CV tseo Jesu tsa a tumela ha o tsoke ga pela Jesu tsa a tumela e rena me mi ka ke reke e rena me na o tsi bete ha ba na ba ba ntse ba mo fohla monna yeno o na ikutlwe ka re nna ke salletse morago o na ikutlwe ka re nna ke dula ke fohlua nna e ka re ga ona ntho e ntle e tlamehile e etsa le bophelong baka kanthe ga a tsebe gore bana ba mo postile mare ga Jesu afika ga sa tlhokagala a fite bana ga ya kwana o sa ba fetile kaofeke bana ba tseba ba tla kgodiso yena o tsamaya ka kgodiso ke re ka jeno lena o tsamaya ka ntho ya gao ga ke batla batho ba tumelo ba re ke tsamaya ka ntwa tse ke itletseng bona ga ke tsamaye ke sena yona tse ke itletseng bona ke se ke thotse Chapelle pour tout le monde, un tunnel en Rio Time. Isa, on ne peut pas aller au Chine, mais on ne peut pas aller au Tala. On est my time, Isa. On est tête de tout à fait, on est my time, Isa. On est tête de tout à fait, on est my time, Isa.
How little man ring a room? Or a gibata one, rather than a shish. Tell a
ha o le teng mare nga rona go tse mahloka ofela ore ke batla monna yena e le motswalle ya dulang le ha o le bima e le motswalle ya ntisang ka re difefo ha o le teng mare nga rona ore ke batla morena Jesu yeo ke batla o kopana le yena phamisa letswela o le letona raise your right hand wherever you are ke a leboa ka matso ao ke a leboa ka matso di ashaga dikadi ashaga dikadi ashaga dikadi ke go tsaba batho ba phamisitse matso ka ofela le tleng ka pele ka sebiti sena sa isale le tla go Jesu ya sebiti maphelong a lona ha o phamisitse le so tlo ka pele ngwane se tlo tlo rapela ngwane se tlo tlo rapela ga ba shapele matso ga ba shapele matso ai ba tsoma mo timo e re ke tamo le go di bo ah ya ke ke tamo para sexual lo ho sa tshwane le ya baba tronko yo la dula le iwane ka go yona mo baba ba ne ba sa fitle ha bonolo go yona monna yeno ke ha ba mo botsa ka interview tsa tsilele ba re tate batho ba tswang ka ga tronko ya mofuta wa hao ba tswa dikelelo di la hlwe ba tswa ka mono ba sa itsebe ke bomang ba tswa ka mono ba sa tsebe ho etsa itseng ka bomang ke ba modimo re gonna go na le maemo a mang ga batho ba kene ka go bona ba etse ka re ba latlhetswe ke kenela go na le maemo a mang ga batho ba kene ka go bona ga ba tswe ba iphumana gore ke bomang e re baga interviewer ena ya botsa motho ena gore wena o entse jwang gore o se ka latlhelwa ke kelelelo after 17 years o dula ka ga toronko e monnero ha araba motho ya mo botsang o re ko obanene ke gana o etsa ntho eo mapantiti a mang a na etsa ya ba interviewer e re o no etsa e ke ntho ono gana o etsa ya ba ntate ona o re ne ke gana o decorate ka toronkong yaka e ne re ga mapantiti a mang a beya dinepe nna ne ke sa beye dinepe tsa batho bao ke ba ratang e ne ga mapantiti a mang a beya dicalendara nna ne ke sa beye dicalendara ka toronkong botho enwa ke a bo botsa gobaneng wena o ne o sa beye o decorate sele ya gago ntate ona ga araba a re because I do not want to decorate where I don't want to be ke batla o phatlhalatsa tsatsi la ka jeno go satan o leshano ga re decorate mo re sa batleng go ba teng ke batla o phatlhalatsa ga batho bana ba tswa jena ba gata o decorata mo ba ne ba le teng ba tseba moo ba yang teng and o kalile o msebetsi o sonfe ga re kwa le mahloka go fela rerape batho ba ka pele ba kebege ntate modimo ko utlwile lentswe la gago mme ka pelo yaka ke a dumela mme ka molomo wa ka ke a bolela gore Jesu ke morena o ile a šwa a patwa lebitlelo a tsoa ka tsatsi la bogago Spirit of the living God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Ba utlwile wena ha ba utlwanna, ba latella wena ha ba latelle nna, ba poisa wena ha ba praise nna. Ke a rapela ha nna ke tsamaya wena ha o dule le bona. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Karama la ba bona dula le bona. Karama ke lwa bona dula le bona. Karama pelo ba bona dula le bona. Karama sebetsi ya bona dula le bona. Jesu ke na mama tia kwetse. Ho ba bona le bona ra ho ke na mama tia kwetse. Ha se ka ho hotsa. Hey le le. Ke re ba de se ba pulo swan ka jelo hot ai de le hot ai de me tsanya le na hot ai de le ba ba lo na hot ai de le ba tsama le na hot ai de le your time is up your time in that situation is up the devil is a lucky one a ke tsena ona le motho ya bangola ke nya re thusa ba ya o kae ausi ke kopa bana beso ka ofela ba bulusitswe ba mola satane re metse tse mofirefe ba tswa ba ka ba re Jesu ke mo re
Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.